Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Friday morning in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 6:21, up 7 1/4 on the open. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5:67, up 8 on the open. July 5:77, up 6 3/4. September 6:04 1/2, up 7 1/2. December 6:27, up 7 1/2 on the open. May corn opened at 4:09 1/2, up 4 3/4. On the open. July 4:16, up 4. September 4:24 1/2, up 4. December 4:35, up 4. March 4:46 1/2, up 3 3/4. May 4:55, up 4 1/4. July 4:63 1/4, up 5. And December 2010, 4:44 3/4, up 3 1/4 on the open. May beans opened at 11:25, up 6 on the open. July 11:08, up 6. August 10:69 1/2, up 6 1/2. September 10:30, up 7. November 9:75, up 3. January 9:76, up a half on the open. And take it out to the May soybean meal. The open there, 361.50, up 280 on the open. July, 343, up 130. May soybean oil, 38.75, up 28 on the open. July, 39.10, up 32. June live cattle open at 82.75, up 72 1/2 on the open. May feeders, 98.80, up 60. May lean hogs, 61, up 180. And July bellies, 78.15, down 25 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
There is a lot of chatter in the marketplace, Mike. You got the jobs report this morning. You have Informa talking about acres later today. You have trade estimates now out as of yesterday afternoon for WASDE's next week. Oil making a run. Talk about weather delays in the eastern Corn Belt. The 30-year bond chart looking a little negative. You have corn making new highs for the week and soybeans moving sideways and consolidating. Man, break the wheat from the chaff for me and tell me what's going to be important for our market direction next week.
Well, I think the biggest thing we want to watch for, Dave, is the weekly highs from last week as being kind of a good barometer for the prices in trying to find the wheat from the chaff, as you say, fundamentally from all these different issues. Last week we were able to close or get up to 435 in Dease corn, 980 in Nove beans, and 574 in July wheat. Yesterday, with the beans having already gotten above their weekly highs, yesterday wheat and corn joined the beans. But as you can see, everything right now as it stands, no beans are back below that 980 high. The wheat and the corn are back above those highs after correcting on the close yesterday and falling back below them on a closing basis. I guess my point would be if we can close above those weekly highs from last week, this week, and put a nice weekly chart together for the grains, then those factors that we're talking about out there in the fundamental world are overall judged to be friendly, not negative, and that builds the case that we can come back in. I think especially for the wheat and the corn, we can come back in ahead of USDA's report and see some more short covering. That's probably the biggest thing that's happened here in the last couple days, along with the weather finally firming up and the trade finally understanding that the central and eastern Corn Belt are so far behind, that this report probably has factored in a lot of bullishness in the beans and probably has factored in a lot of bearishness in the wheat and the corn.
Is it possible that the air may soon be let out of the bean rally? I look back, if I remember right, back in 2003 we had bean stocks, old crop, around 112, and then in 2004, we went to 256, which is a little bit of a doubling. We're kind of looking at that same potential doubling next week when we begin to look at the reports. And then when I look back at charts, I begin to see that we went pretty much straight down for a while.
Yeah, I think on the report specifically, there's probably two answers here. On the report specifically, it's going to be hard for the November beans, especially with corn planting delays getting more and more important in the world. In the marketplace, and I think, again, the trade really hasn't seen or appreciated how far behind we are yet, but I think Monday's planting report will show us that, and then Tuesday's crop report will show us exactly where USDA sits on new crop acres since March 31st. Not that they're going to change anything, but it's possible they could. And I think it goes back to these estimates from the news wires. I was shocked when we came in at 528 million bushels for ending stocks in 2009-2010 beans. Shocked from a standpoint that there was no one within 200 million bushels of us at that point, because from what I can see, nobody has come in and raised bean acres from the March 31st report. So what the trade looks to be doing with these estimates is, and maybe Informa will change the dynamic of that later today, because we operate a little bit more like Informa in that we try and give our honest-to-goodness assessment as early as possible so that our clients and our subscribers know that. The trade may be holding back on what they really think bean acreage increases are going to be until they actually get to USDA's June report. So here we are sitting at 528 million bushels, and then the other half of the 14 people that do it around the country are sitting below 200 or at 200 million bushels. That explains to me very well why the beans have been able to hold on to their gains. It explains very well to me why people have been running at the Gulf. A lot of commercials have been running at the Gulf to lock up and secure old crop beans. That dynamic may very well change, though, here in the not-too-distant future, given the planting report in corn, the weather, and then Tuesday's USDA report. So that's kind of how I'm walking into the report at this point.
The reason I bring this up, when I look at a November 2004 soybean chart, I see about a loss of a buck on something of a doubling of stocks.
Well, I think that's a real good point, Dave. I think we're at a situation where I'm kind of a demand contrarian right now, and the branches and the brokers here are trying to get to the clients and say, look, we've got a lot of demand built into the beans here. We don't have hardly any demand built into the corn. So let's assume that the risk premium in the beans is high because the demand is at its peak. And I've got some contacts in Chicago that would agree with me on that there's a big case being built the higher we go in beans here without the help of feeding the bull and the USDA reports being progressively friendly and bullish in the near term here, beans are due for a downwind draft led by the July. Now, November, the question is, do you go down $1, $1.50, or do you go down $3 to $3.50 between now and harvest? And I think that, once again, goes back to the acres and goes back to the weather, and I think that's where it's going to be very hard. It's very easy to hedge beans for me right now because I can sell the new crop and defend it in the old crop and have a very nice hedge in place all the way through midsummer. And like you say, treat it kind of like 2003. It's going to be very hard once the beans start to break for producers to jump on board and get hedges, very profitable hedges in place. They're going to be expecting a turnaround, a second top, a double top type mindset. I don't want to bank on that because if these acres keep going up and the demand's also peaked, then you've got the worst of both worlds here.
Meanwhile, in the corn, if you put it all together, it almost appears to me that we could go 40 cents to the upside.
I think that's very, very possible. I think one of the things that's going on in the corn market right now, Dave, is they've really battered the corn on demand. They've done it because of the H1N1 demand side on livestock. They've done it with the export demand continuing to suffer. They've done it with the CO2 emissions and the ethanol margins. We've really beat the corn down and kept risk premium out of the corn. I've also noticed in central Illinois and Indiana, where the planting progress numbers are the worst, that the basis is about 10 to 15 cents worse than it should be given this time period, this time of the month and this time of the year compared to the three-year average. And so I think we're setting ourselves up for a basis, maybe cash-led rally here, where farmers have sold into this market the last couple weeks what they're going to sell. If planting delays continue, farmers will get harder and harder in terms of prying corn out, 08 corn out of their hands. End users have been on the fence because of all these great big 08 supplies and also because of the end users not really needing anything because of this negative demand mindset. So I think you've got a kind of a force coming in here. If this system next Wednesday comes through into the central and eastern corn belt and keeps us out until close to the end of May, I suspect we'll see the basis really start to jump and we'll have actually a cash-led corn rally here that could very well take us upwards of 25 to 40 cents in the July, and then we'd be able to test and breach maybe that 460 to 470 level in the December. And I think at that point you have to really make some decisions on whether you want to get some protection on there.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.